Now there's another one about fear. I saw a 16.
Was it 18? That was Wednesday.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know,
yeah, 18 power and 12, hour. 17 and 12.
Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line up online is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That means you take a loss, cause you straight from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply
you know,
what you learn, and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say.
Like,
del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas
la disciplina,
hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos israelita, oye como explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida, tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't realize the concept of how, you know, we
were. All right, y'all about to go ready.
Shalom, 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 Israel, Most High, and Christ bless. Welcome back to the Power Hour. All right, I'm Officer Zerah.
Soldier Tobias.
Soldier Zerishadai.
All praise to the Most High. All right. Hopefully y'all having a good Sabbath today. All right, y'all standing in the spirit, keeping y'all body healthy, keeping it tight, taking herbs, different things like that.
Vitamin D, vitamin C.
Right. Tea.
Stay healthy.
All that. Make sure y'all taking that. Make sure y'all keep yourselves tight and right. All right. So pretty much this class is called the Toxicity of the Modern Woman. Toxicity of the Modern Woman.
Toxicity.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Hey,
see, I got
hey, 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 I was just telling the producer. I was like, man, I can't say this word at all, man. Toxicity. Say it again for me.
Toxicity.
Yeah. Thank you. People probably thinking, why did he name this class? He can't even say the word that. Crazy. Now for the toxicity of
it's not an average Negro word.
Right, right. Of the modern woman, right?
Toxicity.
The toxic. The modern woman, right? Yes, toxicness in the modern woman, all right. So I wanted to get into this because, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, modern woman. And you know, we've heard about Kevin Samuels, right? A lot of us watch his videos, especially in Israel, right? And so he always talks about the woman, how the modern woman are always toxic. They always have this narcissist attitude or whatever, right?
Right.
So I just wanted to kind of get into that a little bit and kind of show you examples, too, of, you know, what we need to avoid, especially people that's single brothers that are trying to prove sisters, you know.
Right.
This is something that we need to avoid for real. So give me Sirach chapter 25, verse 13 real quick. We're going to start with this verse.
This is the book of Sirach, Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 25 and verse 13. Give me any plague but the plague of the heart, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman.
It says, give me any plague but the plague of the heart, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman. So you got to ask yourself, it says, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman, right? So let's let you know that the wickedness of a woman is worse than any other wickedness out there in the world today.
Right.
We hear different things, different stories about what happened to people, different things like that. But the Bible says wickedness of a woman is worse than that, right?
That's right. That's right.
Give me Sirach chapter 25, verse 19.
I got it.
Jump to verse 19.
Yes, sir. All verse 19, Ecclesiasticus chapter 25 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
All wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman. Let the portion of a sinner fall upon her.
All wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman. That's right there. That's letting you know right there. That's going into and more with the verse 13, what we had just read, that last part, right?
Right.
So pretty much this is something that we definitely need to watch out for, the wickedness of a woman. Of course, we already know that men are wicked. You know, there's wicked men. Everybody's wicked, right?
Right.
Some people got wickedness in them, but guess what? We're going to get on a woman today, all right? The modern woman.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I was on YouTube or whatever, so I was listening to certain things or whatever. And so, Ishai, pull up that first video for me. Yes. Yeah. Pull it up for me. So this is, so pretty much, let me give you what's going on. So pretty much they talking to three cats, and so they talking to two women. So they kind of just ask them different questions about certain things, right? And so pretty much they're seeing how they were asking this girl how she is in a relationship with a man. So let's go ahead and play it. And we're going to stop at 8 minutes and 15 seconds. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make that
situation.
Say no.
I'm going to handle myself.
What you
I'm going to get a name.
Oh, my God.
Right. What you going to do?
You
going to
play with me?
You going to tell.
Pause. So they pretty much asked her if something was to happen to between her and the male, right? If they were like, getting into an argument or whatever,
right.
They fighting or whatever, like throwing hands, things like that. She said she'll get a knife. Go ahead.
You ready to go to jail?
Pause. Also, it's a lot of the videos too. It got some, words, you know, to it. You know, derogatory terms. So hey. Get prepared, all right? Like Cap said, it's past.
Take your children out of the room. Make sure that this is something where it's an environment that can take the language.
Right.
PG-13.
he said this is a radio show. We're about to get into it, all right? So go ahead and play it.
You stab me?
But what if you call the cops? What does that mean?
I don't call the cops. I would never. Well, I wouldn't say never, but.
I ain't gonna lie, you're toxic. I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like
I should be able to stab you in the leg and you're not gonna call the cops. If you call the cops, you're a bitch nigga.
Alright, so if you stab him in the leg and he choked you the fuck out. And he choked you out, right?
Then what?
Don't turn me on.
Oh my
God.
No, for real.
Everybody on YouTube. I mean, like, you gonna start a GoFundMe for her to get some therapy, bro. She said,
"Oh, yo,
she out. So if you pass out, you just gonna be wet, pass out."
Hey, Drew. Go ahead, bro. Hey, I see. Come on, Al. Focus. Don't lie. Go ahead.
All right. So get Ciroc chapter 10 and verse 7. Because she says she don't call the cops, right?
Right.
And what that is that's pride, because the rulers that are set up in place right now, they're there for a reason. They all serve a purpose. If you stabbing somebody in the leg, someone gets stabbed, you need something there to keep the order. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and read that.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 10 and verse 7. Pride is hateful before God and man.
It says pride is hateful before God and man because she has pride on her. When you have pride, you're going to have thoughts like you're not going to call the police. You're not going to use the resources that are available for you to be able to mitigate the situation.
Right. And by both doth one commit iniquity.
That pride. The first thing you see on the sister is pride. She's got pride on her, and that pride is hateful. So we got to keep that in mind when we're dealing with our people, is a lot of us are walking around and we have that pride on us. We got to fix that.
Right, and so, of course, you know, this girl right here, she probably from the hood. You know, you might think that, you know, this is not something that happens with all women. Of course, it's not true. You know, it don't happen with all women, but there are some women that think like that.
Right.
You know, there's some people that have that attitude, and, like, you think about it, some of the women that watch this, I'm pretty sure they laugh, right?
Right.
And they laugh, and they probably think I wouldn't do this, but if they laughing, they'll probably do it, you know, if it came to it.
When the shoe is put on their foot.
Right.
You know what? If I read the verse before the one you just read, you know, it basically sums up what's happening right there, because that's pure hatred.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The book of Ciroc, chapter 10 and verse 6. Bear thy hatred to thy neighbor for every wrong.
Because she says she's going to get the knife. You know, something goes wrong in a relationship. Instead of talking it out or finding some other method of mediation between both parties, she says she's going to get a weapon. Go ahead.
And do nothing at all by injurious practices.
That's injurious practices, what she's contemplating on doing right there. Because you stab the brother right there, who knows? You hit the wrong artery. He bleeds out and die right on you right there.
Right.
You know, now you committed murder.
She said, if I stab you, I expect for you not to call the cops.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Bro, you got to think about it, man, too, bro. go to Proverbs 9 and 13, but think about it, bro. There's men out there that probably heard this money. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she a rider.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She a rider.
Yeah, she going to do anything for me.
Cause,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because by you not calling the cop, what would you do to her?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You said Proverbs 9 and 13?
Correct.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9 and verse 13.
Freedom!
A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing.
So a foolish woman's clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. So y'all can see that right there. This girl right here, she knows nothing. She is simple. Who thinks like that?
Right.
For you not to call the cop, she's going to just stab somebody just because y'all are fighting or whatever.
Right.
That don't make any sense.
She's trying to impress. You got three men in front of her, so she's smiling. She's trying to impress the men that are in front of her because she's thinking this is how she's going to get a loyal man.
Right.
That this is what men want to hear, that she's not going to get the police involved, that she's going to allow and tolerate things that he does to her or she can do to him, and they can just deal with it that way.
Right, right, right. Hey, pull up that next link for me. So we're going to pull up examples pretty much what, you know, the examples of toxic women. All right, Reed, I mean, go ahead and play that for me.
Post was like, what take me out, he got to...
Can you turn it up for me?
Watching my baby daddy and me got to take my baby, get on you.
I'm not enough to pay for my babysitter. I'm expecting you to know to do that for me. So if I notice that you...
All right, pause it real quick. So pretty much in this video, he's saying that he's talking about how if a man take you out, right,
mm-hmm.
she expects someone to pay for her babysitter. So
you're talking about, so I'm trying to ask you on a date.
Right, you ask a woman, not me.
I'm messing with you.
Right? You ask a woman on a date, right?
Right.
And she expects you to pay for her babysitter.
So I could take you out on a date.
Take her out on a date.
Yeah, well, people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
You know, you see that's the times we're in where the woman thinks that she is the most valuable.
But you had the child.
Man, I wish y'all could have that video. You can't turn it up anymore. Shia?
No, we can't get the audio on it. It's like a
short.
Yeah, it's a short.
So it ain't gonna be up no more.
Oh, okay.
All right, so don't worry about it. Go to the next one real quick.
You have the child though. I'm still that's kind of got me blown away. Like, how do you expect the man to pay for the babysitter?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And it was another video too as well where a woman she said that she went on a date with a man, and so she said she had to get food for her kid, right? And she was already with the man, so she expected. And so he told her to stop at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can get food for her kid. And she was saying that she expected the man to pay buy the food at McDonald's for her kid.
Oh, wow.
So they can go on a date, right?
That's wild.
So you think about that, right? That's something that women think they have this certain entitlement to themselves, right?
Right.
And so you think about it as well, like these women that think that way, what are they doing at home? Why do they have already the food prepared for the kids already?
Right,
right, right.
That doesn't make any sense, right? You heard of something?
No, no.
All right. This ain't going to work either, is it?
No, we're trying to figure out how these short audios work.
All right.
You want the next one? This
yep.
one right here?
Yep. All right, so this going to make y'all cringe, all right? So it's a little vulgar right here. This one has a little words to it, but go ahead and play it. The audio should work on this one. The volume ain't working either?
Come on, man.
If you guys didn't hear that, I believe it's from the UK or something like that. She says, if a guy licks me out on my period,
watching my baby daddy,
I
and he got to pay for my baby. You don't want
to. I'm not going to ask a to pay for my babysitter. I'm
all right, go ahead. Just go ahead and start that video over for me, Ashaya, at 5:50. Sorry, y'all. We're having technical difficulties with the audio.
And then they beat you out of
That other tab is playing as well. Talk for me.
So, yeah. Get Isaiah real quick. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 16. Because a lot of times, well, and I heard Bishop Yawasop say this before too, but we have to be able to study and see the state and the condition that we are in as a people. We, those of us that are repentant, we've come out of a state and we're still working on ourselves every day. It's a fight. But even for those that are still in it, these are curses. So what God spoke, it is coming to pass and we can see it. When we take a step back and the Lord allows us to have that opportunity to actually look on what has America, Babylon, has created, it's a heavy thing. Go ahead and read that.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, and verse 16. Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty.
It says the daughters of Zion are haughty. These are the princesses, the daughters of the Most High God. But a part of the curses that came upon us is they would have that haughty, that arrogant spirit. They are arrogant, prideful. Go ahead and read.
And walk with stretched forth necks.
If you look and you just observe, you can see they have that arrogance goes into the way they carry themselves. They're in men's faces, the way that they speak. It's an arrogance. And a lot of it is, it's not even, there's nothing, a foundation that they're even standing on. Read.
And wanton eyes.
And their eyes are everywhere. They want more, and they're looking at everything they want, yet they don't have any of the characteristics to actually receive the things that they desire. Go ahead.
Walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet.
Making all that noise, but a lot of times it's attracting attention, but it's the wrong attention. Our sisters have a lot of value that they bring to the table, but that's when they're in the right spirit. We have, our sisters need to humble down. They got to humble down. If you want to receive a man that's going to be able to be there for you, to actually take care of children, you're going to need to have a way that you carry yourself, and it's got to be according to thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot that we gotta keep in mind. And really, a lot of these behaviors is because our sisters are seeking the attention of a man. Get Hebrews 13 and 4 real quick. We have a conditioning that we've gone through, and with that conditioning, it's a thought process. If we knew what God said, a lot of times we wouldn't be desiring this attention, so our actions and our behaviors would change, because we would be looking at the things that we desire and putting forth the actions to get it. Go ahead and read.
This is the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all.
So the Bible says marriage is honorable in all. A lot of times when our sisters are acting like this, they have that stretched forth necks. They have the behavior, the arrogance. They're trying to get the attention of a man so they can lay with him. But if they understood marriage is honorable in all, they'd have a different way of approaching things, because they wouldn't be seeking that attention. Read it again.
Marriage is honorable in all.
So the right thought process to have is understanding, look, marriage is honorable in all. Read.
And the bed undefiled.
The bed undefiled. They wouldn't be seeking the attention, trying to lay with a man. Read.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
So whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. That woman that decides she wants to sleep outside of marriage, wants the attention of men that are not going to actually treat her uprightly according to God's laws, that's not the attention that she's needing, and she's actually going to be judged for that. Go to 2 Ezra real quick. I got one more.
All right.
Because at the end of the day, there's a time and place for everything, right? So marriage isn't going to happen right away. So that means that we have to take the time to work on ourselves and get the behaviors that are going to attract the men that you desire. And the man a man of God, he's not going to be looking for that woman that's seeking that attention, that's walking with a stretched forth neck, that is arrogant, that's in men's faces. That's not what a man of God is looking for. Get a 2 Ezra 7 and verse 16.
This is the book of 2 Ezra in the Apocrypha, chapter 7 and verse 16. Why hast thou not considered in thy minds this thing that is to come?
One more time from the top.
Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come?
So sisters, when we have sisters rolling in that spirit that we're seeing in these videos, a lot of times they haven't considered the thing that is to come. If you consider that marriage is going to be coming, if you consider that you're going to have a husband that's going to treat you according to God's laws, that you may have children that you can raise in a nation that is building to be righteous in the sight of God, you would consider these things that are to come and not seek that immediate attention, that immediate gratification. One more time from the top.
Verse 16. Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come?
Right.
Rather than that which is present.
A lot of times we get caught in the moment and we're focused on the attention of the men that are in front of us you're trying to impress that is present. But you never know. That right man may not even be looking for that. He may be looking for that woman that is meek, a woman that fears the Lord.
That's right.
All right. Is the audio fixed, y'all?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'll pull them up on my end.
All right. Go to
Give me like a minute.
All right. Is it possible for you to pull up that tab? The definition for the toxic. Yeah.
You want me to read it?
Yes, please. Toxicity.
Got it.
Right.
Was that the right next to it in the parentheses?
Right. Toxicity. My bad, y'all. I'm from the South.
Toxicity. The quality, relative degree, or specific degree of being toxic or poisonous.
All right. Scroll down for me, if possible. There ain't no synonyms. You got another definition?
You got Merriam.
Right, yeah.
Toxicity, Merriam-Webster. Definition of toxicity, the quality or state of being toxic, mm-hmm. such as the quality, state, or relative degree of being poisonous. B, an extremely harsh, malicious, or harmful quality.
Extremely harsh, malicious, or harmful quality. Go back up and read A again for me.
The quality, state, or relative degree of being poisonous.
The relative degree of being poisonous. So this is a state of being poisonous when you have toxic traits inside of you, right?
Right.
So, of
right.
course, like I said earlier, this is something that plagues our people, even also in Israel as well, because you have toxic relationships in Israel.
Right.
You hear about it all the time when bishops and the deacons and captains, all that, they bring out certain things dealing with marriages, right? And especially when you brought up audios and videos of people hitting each other, right?
Right.
Abusing each other, different things like that, cussing each other out.
Mm-hmm.
That's toxic traits that we suffer as a people that we have to purge out, right?
Right. Right.
So, of course, I wanted more videos, but I see that it's probably not going to be able to pull all of those videos. So, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, when you speak about toxicity, basically, what you're saying is that person, when you want to bring this back to the Bible, that person is that woman or man that's not really keeping the laws of the Most High God.
Mm.
You understand? Because something that's toxic is something that's going to kill you.
Right.
Right.
Being outside of the laws of God is something that's going to kill you.
Right.
Being outside of the laws, you are going to corrupt yourself, not only yourself, but also others around you. You know, just like, you know, when the Most High says, if you don't correct that sin, you know, the land is going to fall to whoredom.
Right.
You understand?
A little leaven at the whole lump.
Exactly.
Hosea 4 and 6?
Yes, sir.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Because, you know, just to keep it on the topic, that woman at this point, now that she is now toxic, that's a destroyed state.
Right.
That's the woman who has no knowledge of the laws of the Most High God.
Right.
Go ahead.
Because thou has rejected knowledge.
And to this point, now that the knowledge is coming out, a lot of our sisters, the first thing they do is when you say, hey, sis, no pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing they do, oh no, I ain't doing that. I love my pants.
Right.
Go ahead.
I will also reject thee,
uh-huh.
that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
So, you know, the whole point is we don't want to keep these laws. We have forgotten to keep the laws of the Most High God. So that toxicity on our people is that state of being destroyed, not no longer keeping the laws of the Most High.
Right.
All right. Go.
You want the rest of that?
Go ahead. Go finish it out.
I will also forget thy children.
So we also have destroyed children growing up. Just the same.
Right. You think about it. That last part is heavy, too, because you're not, if you don't want to change for yourself, do it for your kids.
That's true.
You have kids that are growing up in society where what's predominant nowadays is homosexuality. You got children that are trying to be gangbangers and they don't have no knowledge of anything that's going to actually help them live life long term. So it's heavy. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your kids.
Read the next verse.
Verse 7.
Because that toxicity, you know, it's not going to end right there. It's going to perpetuate, and it's going to grow and get worse.
Continue.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kids to see it too and all that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore will I change their glory into shame.
Right. So that's the state that we're in right now. People look at our sisters and say, hey, you can actually call a sister a toxic sister.
Right.
You understand? That's a shame.
All right. Go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
We're good on the videos. We're back up.
All right. All praise to the Most High. Sound good and all that as well?
Yes, sir.
All praises.
The you got it?
I get it. This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, and verse 23.
So basically, like y'all was saying, if you stray away from these commandments, it's going to end up being death, right? So go read that for me.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life.
So when we have these commandments, we prosper. We have a light to us. We able to pass through and see all the BS, all the darkness that's around us, right? So we're going to have instructions. We're going to be able to see if we see toxic woman.
Right.
We're going to be able
right.
to see that. We're going to be able to know that this is a trait that this woman has that I shouldn't be dealing with her.
Right.
Because she has that, right?
That spirit of discernment.
Right. Read.
To keep thee from the evil woman.
To what?
To keep thee from the evil woman.
To keep thee from an evil woman. That's what the scriptures is for.
Right.
For us to live and also to help us to keep us from an evil woman.
Right.
Read. From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
The flattery of the tongue of a strange woman because she says things to you that you like to hear. Right.
Right.
She piqued that interest. You had something?
No.
She piqued that interest, right? And so guess what? You already swept up by it.
Right.
Because
right.
you wasn't
right.
keeping the commandments. You didn't have that light in you.
Hey,
so
exactly.
Go ahead and pull that video for me. Is Shia.
See, the post was like, if would take me out, he got to pay for my babysitter. Why should my baby daddy and me got to pay for my babysitter when you the one that would take me out?
I'm not going to ask a to pay for my babysitter. I'm expecting you to know to do that for me. So if I notice that you didn't think to do something like that or you ain't trying to like work around that in whichever way, then I'm not messing with you. They're not saying it. They're expecting it. And then they weed you out accordingly.
Okay.
And that's the way it should be done.
Well, I'll weed you out accordingly too because if you got kids,
right. And that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
For our people to even think like that, even women to think like that, so you expect someone that you haven't even met.
Right.
Right? You haven't, well, you met him, of course, because you're going on a date, but you don't even know this person. It's a complete stranger. So that, guess what dates are for,
there's
right?
There's no obligation.
Right. And so you expect him to do that.
Right.
So that's the entitlement of modern women to expect certain things from men where you're supposed, that's your duties, right?
Yeah.
That's your own seat, that, you know, that's your child that you have. And you want to have someone else take care of it.
That's why a lot of our sisters are single.
Right. And you know, you think about it, too. That lets you know that if she wants that already in the beginning, guess what she wants? She just wants somebody to take care of her.
Take
care of her BS, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I mean, imagine that. I mean, you're going on a date with a man and you expect him to take care of your kids by paying for the babysitter. I mean, you have not vetted this man in any way, so... It pretty much, any man comes in, you'll probably just leave your kids with anyone.
Right.
So my question, where's the father?
Exactly.
Where's the father? Because there's a father, obviously, that had the child with you. So why would you need a babysitter if you did things the right way and had the father taking care of the kids if you needed that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, too, it's crazy because some of these women there think that, you know, you get this is the whole package. It's me and my kids, right?
Right.
Of course, that comes with it. But, you know, that's a lot of men, a lot of single men, they don't want that.
Right. Right.
You know, they're just trying to get to know you, and you trying to push that on them already. That's a turn off right there, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Pull up that video for me. Yeah, play it.
Man, a woman bring life. Y'all don't.
How do you get that life?
Go in the house and get a floor on her. You don't need a man.
You still need a man.
You need a physical woman to bear a child for you.
And y'all need I. Y'all need
no,
a physical
no, sperm.
Where does it come from?
From a man.
They just brought that out of club.
If it goes to that hospital, it will not be there.
You're not going to carry kids for 9 months. We do.
I carry them my whole life. What the hell? Kids is here the whole life.
Y'all can't have a baby without sperm.
Women like you
Oh, we try to eliminate men, and that's where the issue is. You just said you don't need a man.
We want you. There's a difference. Need and want is a different thing. I don't need a man.
You don't want him.
You want the post.
You want the post that lives inside of his testicles.
What you got?
You don't want the man. You want the sperm just so you can have kids.
Right.
Is that what she's saying? Because, hey, that don't make any sense.
At all.
You don't need a man. You don't want a man. You just pretty much want his sperm.
You just want his sperm. And then you want the feeling of what it, the sex. That's what you want.
Of the ride.
Right, right.
You want to just get piped down. That's pretty much
what it
is. Right.
Right.
She probably already saying that she can probably just get objects and things like that to take care of her.
Right.
That's what she probably thinking.
And then what's the good Galatians real quick? Because at the end of the day, it's a heavy thing when you look at a lot of the statements that are coming out of her mouth. Get a Galatians 6 and 3.
Yeah, I mean, everything coming out of her mouth is madness.
Right. Left field.
This is the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing.
We know the Bible is written in masculine form, but same for the women. If a woman thinks she's something when she is nothing,
mm-hmm.
her duty on this earth is to bring forth children. She was created for the man. So at the end of the day, what you're doing is what God created you to do. It's nothing above. You're not doing anything special. Read it again.
Right. If a man think himself to be something when he knoweth nothing, he deceiveth himself.
That's why a lot of our people are deceived. They don't have relationships that are built on anything that can stand or actually have a foundation because they're deceived. They're deceiving themselves and their partners with a lot of the thoughts that they come into these relationships with.
Right. So you think about it, man, too, man. This is a product of a new thing coming to the earth.
Right.
A woman compassing a man, right?
Right. You want me to get it?
Yeah, you can get that. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that Isaiah?
So this is a product of that, and so this is something that we all praise to the Most High. We woken up to us being Israelites, because guess what? We coming back to the true order. Man's supposed to be above the woman, right?
Right.
So that's what we need in today's world. And you see why this is these videos are showing you pretty much how some modern women act and why some men don't want to get married today.
Right.
Especially in the world, a lot of men don't want to get married. They just want to go doing the whoremonger and things like that, right? Like you brought up in Hebrews 13 and 4, right?
Right, right.
Men don't want to do that. So read that for me.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 22.
Freedom!
How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man.
A woman shall compass a man. That's why the woman is exceedingly doing that for real.
Right.
It seemed like they got up already above us already.
Right, right.
It seemed like it.
You know what's heavy about it? I didn't even pay attention to it until now. It says the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth.
Right.
So the Most High created this thing.
Why? Because all our wickedness.
Right.
We didn't want to keep the commandments. Right.
That's heavy.
So go ahead and play this video for me. So this one, a little cringe worthy right here, you know.
And you wanted to start at 550, right?
Correct, and stop at 808.
If a guy licks me out when I'm on my period, I'll respect
wait,
him more.
So start over again. So she says, if a guy licks her out on her period, go ahead and play it again.
He deserved to be kicked out of the gym and membership revoked for the rest of eternity. Let's move on.
If a guy licks me out when I'm on my period, I'll respect him more.
Bruh. Hey, let me bust her ass face, bruh. Are you mad? Like, bruh, what are you talking about?
She make mine.
Nah, fuck that.
If you guys didn't hear that, I believe it's from the UK or something like that. She said, if a guy licks me out.
Hey, that's in London. That's in the UK. I know back then, you know, some people think like the Western woman and all that, you know, that's the Western woman right there, right?
Right.
But it's already spread over in the Eastern world right now.
That's wild.
That's a UK woman. That's how this modern woman is getting to us as a people. It's bad. Go ahead and play it again.
On my period, then I respect him more. Let's proceed.
So doesn't pick and choose. Oh, when she's on this.
So if a man gives oral to a woman while she's on her period, she will respect him more.
What's the reasoning behind that? The logic don't even add up.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
She about to try to explain her logic. Play it.
it kind of alludes to her state of mind.
Yeah.
You know, she is at such a low place that she think that that's something that's honorable.
Right.
No. He likes the whole of me. I'm a package. The blood comes with me.
Jesus shows that, Nunu, do you know that you need to really go and get yourself educated? You know what the mean? Do you know what period is?
What a crazy lady.
It's a part of you. It is a part of you. It is an egg. It's a foul element that's coming out of you.
Can you test your own blood? Can you put your hand in there and lick your blood?
It is a foul element.
Why you want guys to do it?
Don't do that.
You know what's so crazy about stuff like shit like this that I see is that, you know, I know they're in the UK, they're not the United States of America, but like, you know, if she was in the United States, the power of her vote matters just as much as me. Like, it matters just as much. How could you think that? And how could you equate that? This is like, you know, because P is a part of me, if the girl doesn't want to ingest said biological material, then I'm not going to respect her. It's ridiculous. The stupidity that uneducated people come up to when they just make shit up.
Right.
But like, this is the accept me in my truth. Accept me as I am. Accept the whole of me and everything about me and all
hey,
that other
real quick. She said accept all of me, right? Mm-hmm. And she tried to explain
she the whole package.
The whole package, right? But don't we shit?
Right.
Don't we piss?
Right.
So then what? That's the same thing. So then you got to start accepting all of that too, or where are we going? How far are you going to take this?
Because all of that is waste.
Right.
That blood that's coming out, that's waste.
It's not supposed to be there.
Hey, give me a Proverbs 9:13.
Hey, she wasn't a woman I can see in the modern world right now, probably growing her armpits, hair armpits away.
Mm.
You know, just masculine and all that, doing all that.
Right.
Being free. That's what they call it today. Free. Go ahead.
You said Proverbs 9 and what?
13.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9 and verse 13.
Freedom!
A foolish woman is clamorous.
That's her state of mind right now. I mean, she has obviously no worldly knowledge either.
Right.
Neither does she have any godly knowledge.
Right.
Go ahead.
A foolish woman is clamorous.
So she doesn't run in her mouth.
She is simple.
And not even thinking about what the hell is coming out of it.
And knoweth nothing.
And obviously she don't even know what the hell she's talking about.
That's heavy. Get Psalms 19:7. Because it says she's simple, right? As were all of us. Men, women, we all were simple before we learned God's laws, right? Go ahead and read.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
So the law of the Lord is perfect. That is what we need to learn and understand, that God's laws are perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Read.
The testimony of the Lord is sure,
right?
Making wise the simple.
So God's laws can make that simple woman wise. Now, we know according to Leviticus that a woman on her period, that is an unclean thing. We shouldn't be dealing with that.
You can get that Leviticus 18 or 19.
Good.
Or Leviticus 20:18.
Because we got to make sure the laws is what we need right now. A lot of our people.
Unless you didn't finish that last scripture.
That was all of.
The clamorous woman. Yeah. You got it. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we need to understand that God's laws is the only thing that's going to change us. It's not what man says, it's the law.
Right.
18, and where we at?
19. So, look.
I got it.
Letting y'all know that, you know, just for the new people who, you know, just first time tuning in, you know, you don't know anything about this, that dealing with the woman while she's on her period, it's wickedness, it's uncleanness. Go ahead and bring it up.
This is the book of Leviticus, chapter 18 and verse 19.
Bring it up!
Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness.
So back in our times, when we actually had our community set up and established, the woman was actually supposed to be set apart when she was going through this time because she was unclean. So it says that we were not supposed to approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness. So that's not that licking and eating all of that, that's one thing. That's an extreme.
Exactly.
That's an extreme. But we weren't even supposed to deal with them while they were going through this time. We were supposed to separate.
Right. Think about it, bro. If she thought about that, man, it's other women that think the same way.
Right.
It's
right.
Other women that think. Who raised
you? No, and we understand. I mean, a lot of us did things that we rationalized or we thought was okay in the world. So if this is a thought that you have or that you thought was okay, now that you understand God's law,
right,
that should change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Get Leviticus 20. 18.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 20 and verse 18. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood.
The fountain of her blood, read.
And both of them shall be cut off from among their people.
So look, that's something that we weren't supposed to do as a people. We weren't supposed to be dealing with each other, especially when a woman is on her period. Go ahead. You have something?
Yeah, yes, sir. Give me Leviticus 15 and verse 26.
The book of Leviticus, chapter.
Because she's talking about what the term she used.
Accept me as my whole.
No, right. No, the term she used for that the act that was going on. Right.
Oral. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. Now read 26. I mean, it's crazy just even the thought of it.
Right, trying to take your mind to that place.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 15, verse 26. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue.
All right, so this is talking about that woman that is on the days of separation for her blood,
mm-hmm.
her issue's blood, right? Read that. Every bed where she lies on, go ahead.
Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of separation.
So the blood didn't even touch it. But the Most High says, the bed that she lays on, the seat that she sits on, that is unclean.
Mm.
Now imagine you are actually eating that thing.
You're digesting.
Thing. Man, that's a whole nother level right there.
Right.
Right.
Toxicity to the max.
And what's heavy about what the get Romans 7 real quick, because what's heavy about what the soldier brought out is with Leviticus 15, she sat on something, so the blood didn't even touch it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But in Leviticus is telling us that it was still unclean because she touched it. Get a Romans 7, and is it 12? Or 14. 14.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 7 and verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual.
So we know that the law is spiritual. Just because the blood didn't touch the couch that she sat on, we know that the law is spiritual. Now we know on these last days that we don't have things set up in place as we did back in Leviticus. That's where Christ comes into play. But at the same time, that you shouldn't be doing anything of what she was expecting right there in that video is far left field. So read it again.
For we know that the law is spiritual,
right?
But I am carnal, sold under sin.
So we got to understand, we got to come out of that sinful behavior and get back to God's law.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly. Get Sirach chapter 26, verse 8. Sirach chapter 26, verse 8. But man, I know it's more women out there that think the same way. For her to just say that you have to go down on me then I respect you for doing that.
And openly in front of people, there's been conversations with other women.
Right. And you think about it too, but she gonna limit her whole platoon of men that want to have interest in her.
Right. Or we even talk about the simp man that'll do it.
Exactly. But all praise, she doing a good work for whoever they're approaching her as well, because she already gonna probably turn a lot of people off.
Right.
Go Sirach chapter 26, verse 8.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, mm-hmm. chapter 26 and verse 8.
Right.
A drunken woman and a gatter abroad cause it great anger, and she will not cover her own shame.
So crazy woman, a drunken woman, it says she cause of great anger and she will not cover her own shame. So if you see that woman in that video, a lot of the women and the men, they went pretty much attacking her ideology, what she thinks, right?
Right, right, right.
And so she know everybody ganging up on her or whatever, but she ain't gonna turn that. She ain't gonna come from that.
Right.
She ain't gonna turn away from thinking that same thing. And so guess what? she ain't gonna cover her own shame.
Right.
She ain't gonna think that this is wrong or not.
No, she open with it.
Exactly. So guess what we gotta do? We have to make sure we get out to the people and teach the people.
Right.
We have to bring these laws back to our people for it, especially people like that. Go to that Kevin Samuels real quick. Yeah, play that for me. We're gonna try to some of it.
People are more worried about that one-on-one connection. So cheating makes a lot of folks feel as though they're not as vulnerable. So I don't know what happened to the previous caller, but that was kind of crazy. She just kind of got stuck. Yeah, I mean, look.
Hey, Ashaya.
Hey, hello.
Hey, drop this one. We'll come back to this one. We'll go to other video. Let's drop this one because we don't have a lot of time. The audio is messing up, so I'm going to try to get through this real quick. Because you had brought up something. You said the simp, right?
Right.
A lot of simps, you know, they will deal with women because they have a lot of women have toxic traits, right?
Right.
And some men will deal with this, right? So this is from Happy Feet, all right? The movie Happy Feet is a cartoon movie. I just watched it with my son this past week. So I know some of y'all probably going to be like, this dude bring it up. Happy Feet? Like, come on, like, so I just wanted to bring this out, man, just to show like how far simps will go. All right, so play that for me.
Hola, amigo!
Hey, no. Play the other one first. The other Happy Feet one.
Ramon!
No, you got the right one. My bad. Yeah, play this one. So Ramon, right? Ramon and Carmen. Ramon has a crush on Carmen, right? He likes her. And so Carmen don't pay no attention to him, right? So go ahead and play it.
Hey, of course we came.
We heard the news.
Where's Ramon?
He is no longer with us.
He's in a better place.
Next to Carmen!
Carmen, no, wait.
I wouldn't want you to get cold feet, my darling.
Bruh. You, darling.
See, what did I tell you, Carmen? No backbone. Oh, sweetie.
Hey, back up. I'm a Carmen-only facility. Ramon, it's incredible. Right. Everybody.
No backbone. All right. Squishy.
Squishy, no backbone. Right. I'm a Carmen-only facility.
Right.
That's what he said. So get us right. Chapter 3, verse 22. So right, 33:22. So this past Wednesday, Cap had brought this out, right?
Right.
So this is something that the simp needs to make sure that they need to get on it for real, because we don't need no simps in Israel.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 33:22. In all thy works, keep to thyself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in thine honor.
Hey, we supposed to be, the scripture said that the men are gods.
Right.
And so we already know that the order is the man is above the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty much he had placed himself below the woman, if you think about it.
Right.
He did that. That's what a simp does.
He let her walk on him.
Walk on him.
All mm-hmm. over.
Right. All over him. Then step on his head. The head get in the water, right?
Right.
And then her friend just come around and say, see, he told you to come in. No backbone. Right. So give me the next clip as well.
Carmen!
So pause it. Just to give y'all what's going on. So pretty much a lot of penguins are trapped, and so most of them are going to pretty much die because they're trapped. They can't get out of the little pit that they're in, right?
Mm.
And so right now he's looking for Carmen to see where she was at because it was an avalanche or whatever. So go ahead and play it for me.
Carmen!
Hey, Carmen.
Carmen!
It's okay, Ramon. Oh. I'm fine.
And she wait. She still don't like him. I want y'all to keep that in mind. She still don't like him right now. Go ahead and play.
I hate this long distance relationship.
Amigo, yes. You must do me a favor.
Okay. I count to three. You push me on two. But don't tell me, okay?
Hey.
What? Oh. No. Oh. Man, I'm coming.
No, you did it.
Ramon Carlos Boyer Garcia Sanchez Santa Maria La Niña Pinto Pacifico Benito.
Ramon, I can't believe you did this.
How could I not?
But down here, we're doomed.
A thousand lifetimes up there is nothing to this one exquisite moment by your side.
Hi.
You are my world entire.
You're beautiful.
Only on the outside.
No. Why didn't I see this before? You're really beautiful.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's a bird brain.
Right.
All right. See what you did right there.
Right. Hey, you think about that last clip right there. That's how some simps think, right?
Right.
They feel like they can just keep going. They can keep simping, and then eventually she'll end up liking them.
She's going to fall for me.
You're going to have to – you keep simping till death, and then some woman going to fall for you.
Right.
That's how people think. Go ahead, play this one. Let's try to skip some a little bit more to it. Yeah, go ahead right there. We'll skip a little bit more.
And then I ended up leaving him after the 10 years because he cheated once and I couldn't get over it. And I haven't been able to get a solid relationship since then. And I don't know.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have two.
Were they from the guy in a 10-year relationship?
Yes, I planned the child with him and everything because I felt bad, you know, about how...
No, I'm just trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Were both of the children you have from him?
Oh, no, I had a child after I left him.
Okay, so you were together with him from age 20, from what to what?
From age 20 to 30, I guess.
30, and you're how old, 32?
Yeah.
So you had a child with him and then a child after him.
Yes. It was the child after him was like a revenge thing. I was upset. Yeah.
Okay,
well. And I had a child by him.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
And you see the shame in her
face,
right?
So your ultimate question is what?
My question is, I'm trying not to be salty towards, like, all men. And I'm trying
to... Why should you be stalking me, ma'am? No disrespect, but what you just said is you told a story where you were a young woman dealing with a man who had you.
For 10 years,
you were fucking around. He cheated one time.
No,
and
not the whole 10 years.
It doesn't matter. 10 years, 3 years, 5 years, you were cheating a lot.
Yeah.
He cheats one time, then you decide to get salty and leave. And then you leave, and then on the way out, you screw his cousin and have a baby with him.
But it's not like his blood.
And I'm just getting the story right, man.
And then she's smiling about it.
Exactly.
She's smiling.
Now you're trying to figure out how not to get salty with men. That's basically what you said.
Well, yeah. I don't think I explained it right, but.
All
right,
you can stop it.
Okay, the facts are right.
You can stop it.
The facts are right.
So pretty much the first, she was with a dude for 10 years, and so she had a baby by him or whatever. And so pretty much, I guess he cheated, and so she got mad about it, and so she cheated on him with his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up having a baby with the, she had a baby with the cousin.
Right.
And so you think about it, man, just think about the kid, what she about to go through.
Right.
Because it's a daughter right there on the last one.
And in the same family.
Exactly. Exactly. And so think about... The girl's about to get raised knowing that she was brought in the world just for revenge.
Revengeance.
Right.
Mm.
That don't make any sense. Go to 1 Ezra chapter 4, verse 26. I know this is kind of going back and forth pretty much what we had just watched with the happy feet and this or whatever, but this is something that our people need to hear, that a lot of men, we need to avoid these women. A lot of, especially the single men, we need to avoid these women.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 4, and verse 26.
Freedom!
Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become servants for their sakes.
How can a man become a slave for a woman? How can a man do that? Because he's a simp, right? But think about this woman right here, man. She did all that just for vengeance.
Right.
Being spiteful. And now she wants to get mad at every other man that come her way.
Right.
Right? So keep playing that.
You want the rest of it?
Read the next verse.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 26.
I ain't there.
Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become servants for their sakes. Many also have perished, have erred, and sinned for women.
Many have. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's what happened with Bird Braid.
Right.
He's about to perish.
Right, right.
He risked his own life just for that woman. Just for that cat, like past one, the Pusillaya.
Pusillaya, right.
Put
it on a pedestal.
Right. So go to Job chapter 39, verse 13.
Actually, we don't have any time. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1.
14 and 1?
Yes. The Lord's will, some of you men and women, y'all learned something from this guy, at least got something from it. You know, I know we had technical difficulties. We couldn't watch all the videos. Sound wasn't right. But Lord's will, y'all got something from it and show you where our women were, the modern woman, where they at, you know, in today's world, especially out of Israel, the ones that hasn't repented.
Mm.
You know, this is something that we really need to avoid. You know, especially the single man. I know I keep saying it over and over, but it really, hey, you're going to bring, it's like the scripture said earlier, a wicked woman is worse than any other wickedness.
Right.
So go ahead and read that for me.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands.
So this is what that woman is about to do. She plucking down her own house with her hands for what she said, just for, so she can be selfish, do, you know, just focus on herself. She's not worried about her kids.
Right.
She just want to get back at the other man.
Right.
So that's where, you know, I wish we could. I had more stuff. I had other articles and things like that, but we don't have time to go over it. But all praise the Most High. Y'all have anything else y'all wanted to bring up?
No, I was going to say that in Hosea, when we were in Hosea 4 and 6, at the last part of that verse, it was saying that as a result of us being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, our children had to suffer for that.
Right.
So this woman right here is an example of how her decisions and lack of fear for the Lord is now going to impact her children, and that's pushing her children further away from God, a household that's actually established. She doesn't fear God in the judgments that are going to come from that action she decided to take because she was emotional.
Right. So all praise to the Most High. Israel, thank you for tuning in to the Power Hour next week, next Saturday, next Sabbath. We're going to be having the show in Spanish, Lord's Will. Make sure y'all like, share, comment, subscribe to our IRC Phoenix YouTube page. Also, Power Hour on Facebook, of course.
That's right.
So all praise to the Most High. Shad, you have anything?
No, sir. We're good.
All right. All praise to the Most High. Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Israel.
Shalom. Shalom, Israel.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath.